The American Medical Association says too much television is hazardous to public health, especially the health of children. Today, the AMA released a report of its findings, including a list of what it says are the side effects of excessive TV viewing: obesity, insomnia, elevated cholesterol levels, decreased attention span, greater use of tobacco and alcohol, reduced fitness, and more violent behavior. The AMA's report comes in the form of a physician's guide and includes some helpful hints to worried parents. NPR's Brooke Gladstone reports.
Literally hundreds of studies have been done on the impact of television, particularly the impact of television violence, dating back to the medium's early days. So recently, researchers did what amounts to a study of the studies, a meta-analysis, and determined that violent entertainment causes violent behavior. This belief is now officially shared by the AMA, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Psychiatric and Psychological Associations, the National Institute of Mental Health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Surgeon General. Today, the AMA issued a physician's guide to media violence, advising doctors to take what it calls a media history along with a medical history when evaluating such conditions as childhood obesity, hyperactivity, and other behavioral disorders, nightmares, or sleeplessness. Printed on heavy paper inside the doctor's guide is a handy checklist for parents, 13 tips to protect kids from television overdose. Among them, don't put a TV or VCR in your children's room or in any prominent location in the house. Don't channel surf, know what you're tuning into. Know what your kids are watching. Better still, watch what they're watching. Become media literate. Learn to evaluate critically the programs and the ads around them. Instill that awareness in your children. And don't watch TV during dinner.
60% of American families have the television set on during meal times, which is one of the few times families have together to spend time kind of catching up with one another. And so one of our guidelines is, well, why don't we turn television off during meal time so that we can catch up and connect with one another?
David Walsh is the president of the National Institute on Media and Family in Minneapolis. He wrote the AMA's physician guide, and perhaps the most radical proposal presented in the guide is that television viewing should be restricted to 1 or 2 high-quality hours per day.
The average child in the United States right now watches television about 28 hours a week, which is the biggest chunk of the waking life of an American child. They spend more time doing that than any other single activity besides sleeping.
And you tell them not to watch it before bedtime.
A lot of the images and a lot of the impressions that are made then carry over, and we know that they can result in sleep disturbances, dreams, nightmares, things like that.
Doctors are more concerned with what happens when the child wakes up. The research says children are desensitized to violence because of what they watch on TV. They imitate what they see, they emulate violent heroes, they justify violent acts, and they live in increasing fear. But according to David Walsh, that's not the worst of it.
In my opinion, the most harmful effect is that what has happened is that it has created and nourished a culture of disrespect. For every one kid that's picking up a gun and shooting another kid, there are thousands of kids who aren't doing that. But they're dissing one another, they're putting one another down, they're pushing, they're shoving, they're hitting with increasing frequency. We've gone from have a nice day to make my day. We've taught our kids that that is the cultural norm. We've redefined how it is that we're supposed to be treating one another.
A case in point. One remote Canadian town acquired television for the first time in 1973. According to research cited here, the behaviors of first and second graders were studied. After 2 years, the rates of hitting, shoving, and biting increased by 160% after 2 years of having television in their homes. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.